I don't want to disparage anyone because of their race, their ethnicity, their name, whatever their religion or their father might have been. I'll just say this, that when you think about the optics of a Barack Obama potentially getting elected president of the United States, and I mean, what does this look like to the rest of the world? What does it look like to the world of Islam? And I will tell you that if he is elected president, then the radical Islamists, the Al-Qaeda and the radical Islamists and their supporters will be dancing in the streets in greater numbers than they did on September 11th. It does matter. His middle name does matter. It matters because they read a meaning into that in the rest of the world that has special meaning to them. They'll be dancing in the streets because of his middle name. They'll be dancing in the streets because of who his father was and because of his posture that says, pull out of the Middle East and pull out of this conflict. So there are implications that have to do with who he is and the position that he's taken. If he were strong on national defense and said, I'm going to go over there and we're going to fight and we're going to win and we'll come home with a victory, that's different. But that's not what he said. They will be dancing in the streets if he's elected president, and that has a chilling aspect on how difficult it will be to ever win this global war on terror.